All right, time to switch to safety and taking good care of yourself and the others who share the road with you, and also touching on a number of other concerns that are in focus right now with AAA Northeast. We're so pleased to welcome back their spokesperson, Lauren Fabrizi. We always like to have extended chats with folks like Lauren because their agencies cover so many different issues and keep their finger on the pulse of all things happening under the umbrella of AAA. But first, we want to remind you that it's also Men's Health Month, and in recognition of Men's Health Month, the Center for Cancer Care at Griffin Hospital in Derby and the Health Initiative for Men are hosting a free prostate cancer screening from 3 to 5 p.m. on Thursday, June 26th. The screening is sponsored by HIM, which encourages men to see their physician annually and empowers them to actively manage their health by being screened for various diseases that respond better to treatment if detected early. It's all about early detection, guys. The screenings will take 10 to 15 minutes. Space for the free screenings is limited, however, so why don't you make this an extra special Father's Day and remind Dad, not only is early detection important, but so is early registration for this event. If you'd like to learn more, you can call Griffin Hospital at 203-732-1280 or visit griffinhealth.org. All right, Lauren, good morning. Happy. I hope you're celebrating a happy Father's Day so far for any father in your world.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, and you as well.
So I guess the first thing we need to tackle is a serious subject, because no dad or mom or anyone wants to have that phone call or that knock on the door at any hour of the day or night telling them that some sort of tragic thing has happened with their teenager or young driver, pedestrian, or cyclist. We are a couple weeks into the 100 deadliest days, or so it is referred to, because of the intense spike in dangerous crashes and sadly deaths related to various types of behavior out on our roadways. Let's talk a little bit about that to get things started.
Yeah, absolutely. For many teenagers, summertime brings fun and festivities, and we've seen a lot of the local high schools, they've got their graduation. So, we're expecting a lot of graduation parties to pop up for the teens. But unfortunately, as more teens take to the roads during summer break, the risk of teen driver crashes increases. The 100 deadliest days, as you had mentioned, it's the period between Memorial Day and Labor Day when fatal crashes involving teen drivers are the highest. So when we take a look at data from 2019 to 2023, more than 7,100 teen drivers were killed in traffic crashes nationwide, and more than 31% of those fatalities occurred from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and that's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And what's even more concerning is that the number of teen drivers killed during the 100 deadliest days in 2023, which is the last year of available federal data, that number was almost 35% higher than in 2019 pre-pandemic. And we took a look at some local data too from the Connecticut Crash Data Repository. So in Connecticut from 2020 to 2023, there were more than 100 fatal crashes involving teen drivers, which sadly claimed the lives of around 20 teens, and over 38% of those crashes occurred from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So kind of just puts it into perspective, you can see just how much more dangerous the roads become for everyone, including teens.
Summer and these days that we're in right now, as we're talking with schools winding down and graduations happening and younger students coming back from college and reacquainting with family and friends, you know, they're getting back out on the road and maybe paying more attention to everything that they shouldn't be. Are there any guidance or tips that AAA offers that might help remind or you know, keep people in a little bit better in line as they're out there operating on the roads this summer?
Absolutely. According to our AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, things like speeding, texting, and running red lights, those are all top contributors to unsafe driving among teens. And it's important for young drivers to note that cars full of friends can be dangerous too. AAA research shows that teen drivers involved in crashes are twice as likely to die when transporting two or more teen passengers compared to when driving alone. And according to our AAA research, talking or interacting with passengers is actually the most common distracting behavior in teen driver crashes, and then that's followed by cell phone use. So we can't stress enough to ditch the distractions. It's also incredibly important for teens to buckle up, because NHTSA data shows that seatbelt use is the lowest among teens and young adults. And we also know that people are less likely to be restrained when impaired. Another important reminder, obey the speed limit. We have seen so many instances of people speeding on our major highways lately. I mean, if we've been out there on I-95 and I-91, we've probably all, you know, had those reckless drivers speeding, you know, right behind us. I know me personally, I'm thinking like, oh my goodness, this person is really going to hit me in the back. He or she's going so fast. You know, we're talking about speeds over 100 miles per hour, right? So remember that faster speeds rob drivers of the extra reaction time needed to avoid a crash. And inexperience behind the wheel makes speeding especially dangerous for younger drivers. We also just want the teens to be well rested before a day of festivities. Again, you know, we've been talking about they're likely going to be going to all these graduation parties. We've been seeing all the proms that have been taking place. So you want to make sure that you head home before exhaustion hits, or make a plan with friends to spend the night in a safe place so that you avoid driving drowsy. We know that drowsy driving can be just as dangerous as impaired driving. It just doesn't have the same stigma behind it.
Sure.
And of course, it's illegal for people under the age of 21 to consume alcohol. But if you've consumed alcohol or drugs, you know, please make sure that you give your keys to a sober friend, you use a rideshare service to get home safely. And we also have a message for parents too. This summer break, we just want parents to model safe driving behaviors and remind their teens that reckless driving puts everyone on the road at risk. Whether you're a new or experienced driver, road safety is a shared responsibility. So we just want everyone to make smart decisions behind the wheel, because one bad decision can be life altering.
And the improper operation of cars and trucks and SUVs also creates a significant ripple effect when it comes to pedestrians, bicyclists, and motorcycle riders. And operators as well. And we here at For the People have been trying to drive the message home, if you will, regarding pedestrian and bicyclist safety, thanks to the tips that have been delivered to us through your office, Lauren. Let's just take a quick minute or two to brief people on reminders for pedestrian, motorcycle, and bicyclist safety.
Absolutely. New research from our AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety reveals that pedestrian deaths have gone up over 80% in the past 15 years. So to put that in perspective, the number of pedestrian fatalities in the U.S. was around 4,100 in 2009. That's when the number of pedestrian deaths reached a historic low. That number climbed to over 7,300 in 2023. And again, 2023 is the last year of available federal data. So that means that a pedestrian is killed around every 72 minutes across the U.S. So some safety tips for drivers. You just want to be on the lookout for pedestrians at all times. Use extra caution when driving in hard-to-see conditions, such as at night or in bad weather. And slow down and be prepared to stop when turning or entering a crosswalk. Yield, of course, to pedestrians in crosswalks. And you want to stop well back from the crosswalk to help other drivers see any pedestrians that may be there. And never pass vehicles stopped at a crosswalk because there may be people crossing that are out of your sight. Of course, follow the speed limit, especially near people on the street and in school zones. Of course, school is letting out for the end of the school year. But obviously a good reminder when those big yellow school buses are back on the road come the fall. Sure. And you just want to be extra cautious when backing up and looking for pedestrians, you know, especially when you're backing out of your driveway or in big shopping centers. Never drive distracted or under the influence of alcohol or drugs. And then for pedestrians, you know, we just want to make sure that they follow all of the rules of the road as well and obey all traffic signs and signals. Walk on the sidewalk if they're available. If there are no sidewalks, you want to walk facing traffic and as far from traffic as possible, across the street, at crosswalks or intersections when you can, and look for cars in all directions. If a crosswalk or intersection is not available, you want to try to locate a well-lit area where you have the best view of traffic, and wait for a gap in traffic that allows enough time to cross safely. And of course, continue watching for traffic as you cross. And then finally, it's just a good idea to try to make eye contact with drivers to indicate your next move that you want to cross, and never cross between parked cars.
Fantastic. Thank you, Lauren. I want to circle back to a couple of things related to our innocent children and pets who can't really take care of themselves if they are riding in cars with their parents, loved ones, owners, or caregivers. There is a spike, I guess, or an uptrend in tragic deaths of children and pets in hot cars last summer, and we don't want to see a repeat of that spike this year.
That's right. On average, 37 children across the U.S. die each year after being left in a hot car. You mentioned, you know, the spike that we've been seeing last year. 39 children nationwide died in hot cars, and that's up a staggering 35% from the year before, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And it looks like that so far this year, there have unfortunately already been six deaths associated with children being left in hot cars. So it's important to remember that vehicular heat stroke can happen very quickly. The inside of a car can become lethally hot even on a mild but sunny day. So on a typical 80-degree summer day, the interior temperature of a car climbs by 20 degrees in only 10 minutes and reaches 109 degrees in 20 minutes. On hotter days, the interior temperature can reach 120 to 140 degrees. And it's important to remember that cracking the windows really has little effect. So although most hot car deaths occur when temperatures are above 80 degrees, in each of the past 11 years, children have died of vehicular heat stroke when the inside of the car was only 70 to 80 degrees.
Mm. And you also made a very brief but important point. We're not just talking about infants and very young kids or pets. We're talking even older kids who may, you know, beg and ask and wail that they want to stay in the car while, you know, mom or dad or grandma or grandpa go into the store. You can't give in and leave them in the car unattended in any temperature, really. And same with our beloved pets.
right? Because sometimes that happens when caregivers leave kids in the car because they think they're going to run a quick errand, whether it's, you know, themselves that just thinks, all right, I'll just leave them in there for a little bit. Or like you said, you know, maybe it's an older child that's begging, no, I don't want to come into the store with you. I want to stay in the car. What we do know from looking at some statistics is that over 52% of hot car deaths are caused by a caregiver forgetting the child in the car. And 29% of the deaths related to kids being forgotten in the car actually involve a caregiver that's other than a parent. Nearly 22% of deaths take place when a caregiver knowingly leaves a child in the car, like you and I were just talking about, and that's typically to run a quick errand or let the child finish a nap, maybe. And nearly 25% of cases are related to the child getting inside the car without adult supervision and then as a result becoming trapped in the car. So it's, you know, we want to make sure that folks are always locking your car to prevent unsupervised access and a child getting trapped inside, and keep, you know, car keys away from the children, and teach them that the inside of a car should never be used as a play area. Sometimes, you know, we see that they want to play hide and go seek, and then, you know, they end up in the car, but then they end up getting trapped, and then unfortunately they're not found in time.
Yeah, tragedies happen. Also, let's stick with the inside of the car for just a couple more minutes that we have with you this morning, Lauren. I know you're not the, the AAA Northeast point expert on this, but you do have some words of advice regarding fake car seats that are being found in our vehicles around the area?
Yes, that's right. And we do have several certified child passenger safety technicians across our AAA Northeast territory, including my colleague Adele right here in Connecticut. So anyone, you know, needs help installing a car seat properly, if they're not quite sure what to do, if they've got it installed, they've got a newborn on the way, and they want to make sure that it's in there properly, we can certainly help you out with that. But yes, so to your point here with scams, so we all love a good deal, but deals that seem too good to be true, well, sometimes they often are. So in recent years, counterfeit and unsafe car seats and harnesses being sold online, that has become more prevalent, unfortunately. And when that happens, children are put at risk when parents unknowingly buy a knockoff that isn't crash tested. Bogus seats typically look almost identical to genuine seats, but a close inspection will usually reveal some red flags. So we're talking about things like flimsy plastic, lack of crash-absorbing padding or low-grade belts, weak clasps and clips, and those all put children at risk, and they're less safe there. So to determine whether a seat is real or counterfeit, you want to remember that genuine seats come with a detailed instruction booklet and registration card, usually tucked inside a compartment or placed on the seat itself in the shipping box. Also, all car seats approved for use in the U.S. are clearly marked with regulatory compliance and safety information labels. Approved seats are required to list the manufacturer and date of manufacture and often include an expiration date. Also, newer seats, sometimes they include QR codes now that will actually take you to the manufacturer's website. Seats should also include a sticker that states, this child restraint system conforms to all applicable federal motor vehicle standards, as well as a date of manufacture and often an expiration date again. So those are just things that you want to be on the lookout when you get your car seat to make sure that it has all of that inside. Also, all car seats sold in the U.S. are required to have a three-point harness. And then another thing too, you know, if you ordered something, you're like, you know what, that was a really good deal. I don't know now. You want to be sure to check every label in the box for maybe misspellings, off-center, odd-looking text, or you know, incorrect use of the English language, possibly caused by poor translation. And if you're still uncertain, you can try to get in touch with the manufacturer, provide the serial number, and ask for help confirming whether the seat is real or fake.
Very good. Lauren Fabrizi is a spokesperson for the Public Affairs Division of AAA Northeast. If you want to learn more about any of the subjects that we are talking about on this program, or they would love for you to visit them to review a raft of summer road travel tips and air travel tips, if you're doing travel this summer, you can go to AAANortheast.com to get started. And Lauren, in the meantime, have a good, happy, and safe summer. And thank you so much for all of these critical points of information in our chat this morning.